The fantasy sports world is pushing back on Tennessee's attorney general, who joined a dozen other states this week and deemed the industry illegal gambling. The fantasy sports leagues were already preparing for increased regulations, but they take issue with the word gambling. Most nights and weekends, you can find Taylor Ezell of Nashville looking over spreadsheets of player stats and placing his money on a lineup he's picked.
The same way that I would go out before buying a stock and research all these stocks that I think are going to perform well over a period of time, I'm going to do the same thing for Daily Fantasy.
Ezell, who's an accountant and technology consultant, has won tens of thousands of dollars in his side gig, and he says that proves that fantasy sports are games of skill.
You approach someone that's never played before and say, hey, build a lineup. I'm going to beat them, 9 out of 10 times.
Ezell says he knows the future of fantasy sports will include more regulation. Those were already in motion in the Tennessee legislature before the Attorney General opinion was released this week. It's unclear whether the illegal gambling label will derail the measure, but the industry is now making its push more publicly. Daily fantasy sites DraftKings and FanDuel issued statements calling the state's laws antiquated and characterizing fantasy sports as a growing industry that could be good for the economy. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.